phone. Somehow, John, she found, you know, the website or something. I don't know. I guess it's an okay thing. She just stops. She calls me on the phone. Now watch this. It's a humbling thing. It's not a proud thing. You can't be moved by this stuff because see, we all have the right to carry a revelation of Christ. I don't know about you, but when somebody tells me they've been prayed for by everybody and all that stuff, I'm not going to be intimidated by that and get some false humility and say, well, then if you prayed for by all them, I don't want to pray for you because, you know, there's no sense me praying for you. Because I actually think, well, hey, that's great and I'm glad everybody's praying for you, but I just didn't get a chance. I'd love to pray for you. I'd love to release faith in the revelation that I have over you. But her hunger was impressive. She called and she said, I was reading your website and I listened to a message. And she said, man, I was inspired. She said, and I just felt like I needed to call you personally. She said, I've been prayed for by so many people, and I was prayed for by my church, and still I haven't been healed. But she said, I believed that if I would call you and get a hold of you, and you'd be willing to pray for me, that God would heal me right here on this phone. And I was like, sounds like a good deal to me. And I was sharing the revelation of the righteous judgment of God and redemption. Watch this. Romans 1. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. That word means healing, deliverance, protection, safety. Doesn't mean go to heaven. It means total wholeness and deliverance and freedom. The gospel is the power of God unto healing, salvation, deliverance. Right? Amen. Why? It's for them that believe, for in it righteousness.